We performed three times. We performed once at the university, and then once in the capital city, and then, which was is called Maseru, or Maseru. Then we went to the place that we were doing most of our work, which is called the Malayalaya. And this is where the rural villages were, and what the intention was to get together with what became 34, a cadre of 34 men and women, mostly women, who had been part of a development project there for a number of years and had been participating through their villagers in what are called reflex circles. So this is a typical Frarian tactic of getting people together to talk about actionable issues that affect the quality of their lives and figuring out ways to solve those issues. So these women, for the most part, were very, very sophisticated in negotiating with each other, with different points of views, different priorities, and figuring out how to solve problems. And they had wanted very much, because they felt that performance was one of the ways of kind of bringing to the surface lots of problems that couldn't be addressed otherwise as effectively. They wanted to work with us because they felt that they needed certain skills that we had. They felt that they needed certain performance or theatrical skills in order to hone their technique so that they would be able to actually do these type of performances. So what we did was we came to Malayalaya, and we gave one other performance of this thing that we had developed. This is outside of the health clinic there. Again, outside of the health clinic. This was a performance for about, 100 people altogether who had come from the villages, the 14 villages around this area. And of those 100, there were these 30-some people who we were going to work with. Another, just a scene from the performance, this one performance that we gave in Malayalaya. Now, what happened after this, let me see where we are. I can show you, I'll show you the development of this. This actually is a photo of something called The Rape Machine. It's the beginning of a scene called When a Woman Says No, She Really Means Yes. And one of the things that we workshopped, a typical Boal technique, is to create a group machine. And I think that, I think originally the machine, maybe I was a love machine of some sort. It's just a technique to get people to work together to create something larger than themselves, some mechanical thing that they're all participating in. And then I think that idea of this love machine became a rape machine, and then this whole when a woman says no thing developed from that. And this is a little snippet of what that looked like.
No, 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 no,
You saw, perhaps you noticed the pink fan in that scene. The pink fan was a motif that followed through all of the little vignettes, and what it did was it was a visual representation of how AIDS was spread, so it would move from one person to another. The person who got the fan was the one who became infected. So we gave this presentation in Malayalaya. And then what we did was we began working with the villagers, and we began the process that we had started for ourselves there. We kind of put everything on the table and said, so we've come up with these 12 little vignettes. Let's have, oh, you know, something I forgot to say that's quite important. After each performance, there was a facilitated discussion with the audience, which was really essential to the success of this whole thing. So we would perform, and then one of the university professors from Lesotho, National University of Lesotho, would lead a discussion with the audience and get them to talk about the performance, about how they felt, how it affected them, what issues they felt, you know, were missing, et cetera, et cetera. And these became really essential to our being able to make sure the work. So what we did was we had that discussion with those group of 100 villagers who attended that first performance in Malayalaya. But then when we met the people who we were working with, that's when we really started discussing, you know, what should we keep, what should we drop, what are the issues here. And this is where we learned an enormous amount and where we developed really a whole new production. I think we kept three scenes and we added four scenes. So we ended up creating a 7-scene performance that was done at this multi-village festival where 500 villagers came from all around to see the performance. And I'll talk to you a little bit about the aftermath of all this.